This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
All right, so let's just address this and get this out of the way. So I'm on vacation. Start getting a couple texts. Ah, dude, they're talking about you on the morning show. Shocker, right? And they're like, "Did you hear it?" I'm like, "No, I'm on the beach in Florida. I did not hear it." I know many of you did because many of you reached out to me. So yeah, I got thrown out of a Little League game. I did. So can you understand now? If you actually see the article, Hop, did you see? I know there were a few articles. Did you see the article on awful announcing? Did you see that one?
I mean, I saw it. I didn't read it. I refused to read it.
Is that true?
I did, yeah.
Oh, a little protest for your boy?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that solidarity. I read it because it was about me. I was curious. Now, they got half the details wrong, which I will piece it a little bit in a minute. But if you actually read the article and you listen to WFAN and then you see the picture in the article, and you know my style, which, you know, at times is obviously aggressive when we talk about this stuff. You're probably like, oh, my God, what was he, the back of a cop car? No, I was not in the back of a cop car. And the picture that they used, I mean, I got to give them credit here. They picked them. You cannot pick a better picture to depict if you're trying to depict a psycho Little League coach, which, by the way, I proudly am not. Didn't have a great moment. I'll admit that. I'll own that. I'll take the L a little bit on that. But it's the unkillable picture where I'm standing up, where I actually stand up in this studio yelling that it's not over. Playoffs with Zach and all the other lunacy that I barely remember what I said that day. That's the picture when I'm standing up screaming, veins bulging, and it says tyranny, but whatever the headline was. So what happened? And the one thing that did bother me about the way it was reported, like it made it seem like I treated a female ump differently. I didn't. She wasn't even the one who threw me out. Now, here's the bottom line. This is the first year that we've actually done Little League. Hop's done this. We've never done Little League. We've done, my son does USABL. He does Perfect Game. And we've done Cal Ripken up to this point. We want to give our group, because we have a good group, we want to at least give them a chance when they're 12, they're 10 now, to get to Williamsport. I don't know if we're good enough. I don't know if we'll get there. But we wanted to create a roadmap to get there. So Little League, which is a beautiful thing. I mean, it really is. Even though it's not, you can't lead. Like, it's a different version of baseball. But it's pure, and it's awesome, and I love it, and I support it, and I'm honored to be a part of it, right? So, but there are a lot of different rules. Like, in between innings, like, if the catcher makes the last out, a coach can't warm up the pitcher. I've done that my whole life. Okay, no problem. I got you. You know, there's just certain things you can't do. Now, I've coached a lot. I talk about it a lot. I don't talk about my son a lot, but coaching comes up a lot because you guys know I do it, and I love it, and I've done it for a long time. Both sports, football, baseball, and basketball. But what I don't like about coaching, and I will never do this, is, like, I'm not doing game changer. First of all, if the sun's glaring with my vision, I can barely even see the freaking screen. I'm going to look at this little minute hit, run, error, pitch. I can't say it. So, no, I have no interest in standing there with a phone punching stats into a phone. That's not me. I have no interest or energy or bandwidth, really, to send out emails. Like, I respect people who can do that, who enjoy that. I'm not an organizer. I'm not, you know, corresponding with the Little League. All right, do you have all the affidavits and the paperwork? No way. Just tell me what I need to send in, and I do. Now, I just say this because there are a lot of different rules there. And one of the rules is, if you're not the manager, you cannot question a call. I didn't know this. I didn't know this, right? Now, the game was, there was a lot of things that went on, and I'm going to keep that to myself. And congrats to Fort Lee, and I hope they do well in the States. They're a good team, man. They're a good team. And, you know, we won the districts, and we won easy. You know, we played well, and then we win the first game of the sectionals, and then just things went awry. Why I got tossed, this is the essence of what a lot of you have talked about. It's crazy. I don't know why Gio's so fascinated with this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
But when the game ended, there was a play at third base. Now, we have the video. Unfortunately, there's no replays. He was safe. They called him out. It was about the fourth bad call that day, but that's besides the point. So we were already, you know, a little worked up. My manager, great guy, walks on the field to protest the call. He was safe. That was the end of the game. Automatically, aggressive ejection. And I'm not going to post the video. I'm not going to do that. Aggressive ejection. Now, I'm coaching first, right? But since I'm not the manager, I can't question the ump. So I'm walking our dugouts on the third base side, and I'm walking, and I'm obviously not happy. We got hosed, but you got to take it like a man. And as I'm walking off the field, my manager, my buddy, gets thrown out. And you see me in the video, and again, I'll never post this, but trust me, my hands are up in the air. And what I'm saying to the ump is, what's going on? What? Because my buddy got ejected first. I wouldn't even really question the call. You're out. Like, ridiculous level of aggression. So I got thrown out on a technicality. I'm exonerated. I didn't do anything wrong. Like, in the court of public opinion, honestly, I think I'm guilt-free. I think I should be set free. It was not, you know, waiting in the parking lot to fight an umpire or in his face like Billy Martin screaming at him with spit flying out. It was, Blue, you missed that. Like, that was really it. That was it. I know you probably want more, like a funnier, sexier version. Really even do anything wrong. Didn't even really do anything wrong. So I believe that people owe me an apology for the way that this has been framed. I think, Hoff, I really do. I think I have been wrongly framed in this. The articles that have been written. You know, remember when Mean Gene would, not Mean Gene, but Gorilla Monsoon would say, a fountain of misinformation. Almost everything in the article is wrong. And it's all good. It's all good. But I will say this. I'll leave you with this, right? We'll get back to the calls, 888-808-1019. I was thinking about this from the time he was six until now as a 10-year-old. Baseball and basketball. Travel baseball, not club. Travel and rec baseball. Travel and rec hoops. I've coached about, I tried to actually estimate all the games here. And with Game Changer, it's actually easier, although we don't do rec on Game Changer, so that's kind of a more of a guess. About 400 games. It's my first ejection. I mean, I think I'm pretty passive here, Dovey. I don't understand what the problem is. And you know this, but I got to tell you this too. Oh no, so he got thrown out of a game. Oh God, what's the end of the world? I'm gonna say one thing. I really am taking this lightly. Like, yeah, I just wanted to set the record straight a little bit. Not only for me, but for also my co-coaches, all that stuff, right? And I do wish Fort Lee well. I mean that. They're a well coached. They catch the ball well. They're a good team. All right, and they beat us fair and square that night. But this notion that you can't defend your kids, hey man, you're talking to the wrong guy. That is absolute utter, man, I wish I could curse, nonsense. Because at the end of the day, the objective is to still win. The objective is to, you know, shape these young men, and I coach my daughter as well, young men into eventually, you know, high school players and some beyond, to play the game the right way. With passion and aggression. And if I think that my team is being wronged, I'm going to say something about it. And I'm not going to apologize for that. So, that I had to say. And, you know, everybody else, one more thing. Everybody else that parachutes in, like having a little fun at my expense or others' expense where this has happened in Little League. I think Jerry was saying he got thrown out, I think, once or twice. Jerry Reck, I love Reck. But you know, if you want to sit there and throw stones at some of us, maybe who had a bad moment, why don't you get off your couch? Why don't you go coach? Give it a shot. It's not nearly as easy as you think. You lose money, number one. You lose money on gas and trophies and pizza and everything else you hook the kids up. But if you're well-intentioned, and I know my core that I am for sure, I love those kids. Come on, man. Try coaching yourself. Not easy. Let me get Clem in Rockland. Clem, BT, and Sal. Hello, Clem. What's going on?
Clem. BT, all is good, man. I hope you enjoyed your time off. And
I did.
You know, I was curious to hear your side of the story. I'm a coach, baseball, softball, travel, league, this and that. We're actually getting ready for Cooperstown August 11th at 12U.
Nice.
I can't wait. But as a matter of fact, I was listening to David Wright the other day getting interviewed by the guys during the Mets game, and he was talking about how his dad used to throw him more so than anything else they did was just throw him wiffle balls constantly, and he worked a heavy bat, man. And we had practice last night for our Generals team, and we got playoffs tonight at Rams. We're going to go knock Ramsey off the number one seed. We're going to upset them. But nonetheless, I was throwing wiffle balls to my team last night, and then my son comes up, and I got a few minutes to throw him the wiffle ball, sitting back on his off speed. And it was just like, you know, he's never going to make it to the majors, not even Division II, whatever, but it's those bonds and those memories that you create, man. And even a guy like David Wright can look back and speak vividly of the wiffle ball and how he missed so many. Dad, I can't hit it. Don't worry, son. Just sit back and wait. Let the break or this and that. So it was just reminiscent. But anyway, back to the more important thing. Before you left, I called you and I said, hey, man, Rick Wolf, you know, take the torch, man. You'd be a great guy. And then I hear you got tossed out. And I'm kind of hearing your defense, man. And you know, I've coached numerous games, you know, probably more than you, but, you know, I've never gotten tossed. I'm an excited guy. I'm a loud guy. I get really passionate. My guys make a catch. I'm up there chest bumping them, high five, and we're down by 11. I still believe we can come back and win.
Yeah.
But to get tossed out, man, I mean, and it seems like you're trying to justify it a little bit by, like, there's different rules. You're a smart guy. You know the rules. I mean, even if you don't, I mean, do you do something to get tossed out because you're just disputing the rules? But I guess once out of 400 games, man, we'll let this one slide, and Rick Wolf can rest peacefully now knowing that you may take the torch one day.
Yeah. I remember that call, by the way, before I went on vacation. Clement, thank you very much. I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, it's on the resume. Booted. I get it. You know, the thing, and I listen, one of the things that I love about coach, aside from being a coach with the kids, is that I get to meet so many of you. Like coaching the base, you know, and a lot of you will let me just do my thing, but a lot of you, like maybe during warm-ups, like, hey, Yank's going to make a move. Nick's going to do something. Like, I love that. Like, so you guys, most of you get it. And most of you are out there. It's awesome. And I try to be good to the other young players. Like, kid makes a nice, even big games, big moments. Kid makes a great throw. 10-year-old kid walking off the field. Even if it's at the expense of one of our runners, I'm going to give him a high five. Not like jumping up and giving him, you know, but like, hey, hell of a throw. Heck of a throw, young man. Like, yeah. So I think that this to me is a bit of a microcosm of a little bit. I'm not going to turn this into two series. I really won't. But a little bit of a microcosm about what's wrong with society. Like, you try to do so much good, and you have one moment that, yeah, of course I wish I didn't get ejected. I'd love to take it back. I mean, even though I don't think it was egregious, more of a technicality, as I said. But, like, the good things that people do, a lot of times they get obscured by one moment. I guess, you know, learning lesson. Hey, even though I'm not a kid, I guess you can still learn, right? Never too young or never too old to learn, you know? There you go. Hoff, you ever get booted, buddy?
I have not, but my wife has.
I could see Nicole going nuts at a game. That Bronx coming out, right?
And I got to be honest, rightfully so, because the umpire was picking on my kid, made an example for no reason whatsoever. Oh. And he apologized to the umpire, and then he still was digging in. And my wife was like, all right, he got it. He's like, turns around and goes, you're out of here. And I'm like, all right. And I'm coaching first base going, I'm not getting involved because I don't want to get ejected.
No, my God. The worst part was that we weren't allowed to coach the next game. Like, I didn't know. Again, that's why I just kind of set up some of the Little League rules, because we've never done Little League up until now to try to, as I said, in 2 years, try to make our way to Williamsport and give these kids a chance to touch that. But there's so many rules in Little League. Like, and if you get booted, you can't catch, which I get. If you get thrown out, you probably shouldn't be able to coach the next game. I'm not fighting back on that, but I don't know. Like, I didn't know that you had to be the manager to question a call. Like, I'm just a very, I'm just immersed in the game. And, like, even sitting there on the bucket because I call pitches, you know, I'll say it nice. You know, Blue, like, if I think it's a strike and we don't get it, you know, and I'll say it nice. Blue, where was that? Was that up? And most umps will kind of give me a hand signal. Up, away, in, low. And the other night, they're yelling at me.
The other night, they gave you a different signal. They're telling you we're number one.
Get out. Hit the heave-ho, buddy. You're out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.